This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
A very good afternoon, Jan. How are you this afternoon?
Yes, good evening. I'm doing very well. I'm staring at a very ominous sky, but yeah, all is well.
I did see it earlier. Well, no, here we're good, but I mean, 40 degrees in the UK. I mean, how bizarre is that?
Yeah, okay. It almost makes you thankful, even though we're saddled with Eskom.
Absolutely. So Jan, what's up today? What do you want to talk about first? We've got the Netflix password sharing crackdown test, adding extra homes for a fee. You want to kick off with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was a pretty major story breaking overnight, is that Netflix has made some changes to its password sharing test. So it's testing it in South America. So it's at least Chile and Honduras are part of this test. And essentially what they're doing is, if you try to watch Netflix on a different TV, on a TV in a different house. So if you have multiple TVs in the same house, not a problem. And I suspect the way that they're going to detect that is, you know, they're going to check that you're behind the same IP address, behind the same router. And if you're not, and it's specifically TVs that they're going to be watching out for. So if you use your Netflix account to sign into, say, your parents' or in-laws' TV, and they start watching Netflix over, in a different location to where your primary residence is, then Netflix is going to flag that. And they'll allow that to happen for 2 weeks. And then they'll go, okay, now you've got to choose which of these is the primary location. And the other one, you can add that as a secondary location to your account, but it's going to cost you money. It'll cost you $2.99 or, you know, 50 odd rand, say, which is actually a pretty decent deal if you consider that, you know, technically the terms and conditions say that you know, households should have separate accounts. And so now, rather than charging you for a whole full extra account, the cheapest Netflix account in South Africa is Netflix Basic for $100 a month. So rather than charging you for a whole new account, they're effectively charging you half of that to add this extra household to your account. And that comes with other benefits and features as well. So for one thing, if you password share with a person, this is, I think, particularly relevant to young couples, or perhaps not so young couples. If you do a password sharing thing and you use this feature, then you can disable that account, and that sub account gets its whole own password and stuff. So you don't actually have to share your primary account's password. You can create a whole separate set of passwords for these sub accounts. And, you know, if you break up or whatever the case might be, then you can delete that sub account from your profile and not have to go through the whole rigmarole of changing your main Netflix account's password because you've shared it with someone you're no longer in a relationship with. So yeah, it's interesting to see Netflix playing with these different features as it tries to crack down on password sharing. And rather than going, no, thou shalt not password share, and we will cut you off if you try to password share, they're essentially trying to build a product around it that's cheaper than, you know, if they'd forced everybody to get separate accounts.
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, Jan, just to recap on that, but it's not applicable yet in South Africa, this.
Yes, yeah, correct. That's a good question. No, it's not applicable yet in South Africa. It is only being tested in South America at the moment. But usually what happens is, because they've tested some of these features in South Africa before, like they tested, I think, their mobile accounts here. And then, depending on the success of that test, they roll out globally. And so with them tweaking this, it looks like they're trying to figure out what the right balance is, where to price this thing, what features it needs, how they need to cut people off. It's interesting that they're specifically looking at TV sign-ins. So, you know, if you use your Netflix account on your cell phone and you're on your mobile network, that obviously it's going to have a different IP address. And so they're not going to penalize you for that. And so they're figuring out where the pitfalls of the system are, hopefully figuring out all the kinks before launching to the whole wide world. and then the product will become available. So looking at how advanced the development in this has become, I suspect it is going to be rolled out to the rest of the world probably before the end of the year.
Okay, so I'm sure you'll give us an update on that.
Of course, yeah.
Traffic officials arrested for 60 million vehicle license fraud. Tell us the story.
Yeah, so this was just, it's a good news story wrapped in a bad news story. So firstly, you had a bunch of Mpumalanga officials there in the Department of Community Safety and Liaison in Mpumalanga who were caught for allegedly defrauding the department to the tune of 60 million rand, and it had to do with writing back license renewal penalties and stuff. So obviously, you know, if you knew these guys or you knew people who knew them in Mpumalanga and your license had expired, your vehicle license disc had expired, then they had the access in the system to just make your fines disappear. So for those who might not know, if you don't renew your vehicle license disc on time, then there's penalties that accrue on that. It's not an awful lot, but over time they can stack up. And so when you go in to finally renew your license disc, you have to pay these fines. And it sounds like what these guys were doing is for a nominal fee, they would make those fines go away. So pocketing, essentially pocketing money that could have and should have gone to the municipality.
So, I mean, when you renew your vehicle license disc nowadays, I mean, we've all done it, and they pick up outstanding fines. So you reckon those fines are legit? Just a word of caution to maybe go and just check on fine.co.za.
Let me try to break this down further. Yeah. So these aren't traffic fines. These are late penalties for renewing your license disc late. So traffic fines is a whole other separate issue. But certainly a strategy I've heard many people adopting with regards to traffic fines being picked up on your license is because that that might come up on your license disc for the vehicle that was doing the speeding is to essentially wait until the very last minute. So essentially, basically until the government summons you to pay those fines, because almost all of the traffic cameras in Gauteng were illegal. So Joburg's traffic fine camera tender is still pending. Like any automated traffic fine, unless the traffic fine was issued by a police officer, speed gun, then it's probably an illegal fine, unless it was written out by hand. So, not legal advice. I need to make that 100% clear.
Yeah,
but that's certainly a strategy I've heard just as a result of these traffic fine, these automated traffic fine systems, these traffic fine cameras, automated speed cameras. Let me make that very clear. Most of them being illegal.
Wow. If any of our listeners would like more information, please, I urge you, go to mybroadband.co.za, and there are all these stories and more. Jan, thank you so much. Have a good evening, and we'll be chatting to you again next week.